بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Karimi. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Sheikh Karimi, today's question asks, what is the status of people in paradise and how much will it differ based on the records of the deeds?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice, this adala, this justice of Allah requires that people cannot be the same both in the hellfire and paradise, because people are also different in this world when it comes to their record of deeds. So as we have different levels in the hellfire, we have also different levels in paradise as well. This is one point. The second point is that although many descriptions are mentioned about both the hellfire and paradise in the Quran and the narrations, we cannot have a comprehensive, clear picture regarding the Day of Judgment and how the paradise will be. These are just some clue for us to have a kind of understanding, a kind of picture regarding the paradise. But the reality of paradise, no one knows about that. And inshallah, if you are included among the people of paradise,
inshallah,
we'll see the reality. So this is one point that we need to take into consideration when it comes to Quranic descriptions of the hellfire and paradise.
So for sure there will be a hell, there will be paradise for the good doers and the evil doers.
Yeah.
In another world, okay? Because some interpreters must say that it is in this world. Your heaven and hell is in this world too, okay? But now we are talking about the real heaven and hell on the day of after the day of judgment, okay?
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right.
So when it comes to the levels of paradise, as I mentioned, the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that people cannot be on the same level. And that is very clear. That is why, for sure, there must be different levels. But let me just answer one question. If you are, for example, if you have, for example, 100 level and you are in the lowest level, level one, and you see some people in the higher levels, do you feel upset on the Day of Judgment? The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such feelings, at least in paradise, because there is no feeling of discomfort in paradise. So if people come to know about the levels of other people, there is no, at least when they enter the heaven, they do not have any bad feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's no feeling of jealousy or greed or something
like that.
Okay.
If people come to know about the levels of other people, because there are different scenarios answering this question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, according to the verses of the Quran and according to some narrations, we have at least 8 levels. But it doesn't mean that these are the only levels. There might be so many other levels between these levels. And because of the fact that when it comes to the record of the deeds, people can be of so many kinds and different differences based on their levels.
And physical understanding of paradise is really difficult.
That's,
for example,
that was my second point.
Eight-story building, for example, in each story is.
Yeah, we should not think that this is exactly what we understand
what
based
talking.
On this.
Because the dimension is absolutely different.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the material language,
is
limiting ourselves. Yeah.
Right.
So these are just, descriptions in the Quran, and the narration is giving us a kind of image that how it would be. But the reality, we need to wait. So First of all, we have some narrations about different gates for the paradise. According to some narrations, the paradise has eight levels, has eight gates. For example, in one narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the first gate is the gate of the prophets and Siddiqeen, the most truthful one. Another gate for Shuhada and Salihun, the martyrs and the righteous. And five gates for those lovers of the Ahl Bayt. And one gate who maybe they are not the Shia of the Imams, but they do not have any enmity toward the Ahl Bayt alayhim assalam. Mm-hmm. Also, the Prophet talks about eight gates of paradise. So maybe we can say for sure that this is mentioned.
This is very Shia interpretation of the gates of the heaven. I mean, five of them is for the Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
So what about Sunni brethren, for instance?
There might be differences, okay. Of course. Uh-huh. Of course, and in this program, you're answering based on the narrations okay. from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam. Mm-hmm. But that is, I'm just referring to these narrations to come to this conclusion that there are at least eight gates.
All right.
But when it comes to paradise itself, we know that mainly the paradise is called Al-Jannah in the Quran. In Quran also, we see eight terms for Jannah. They are Jannatul Firdaus, mm-hmm. Jannah Aliyah, Jannat Na'im, Jannat Adn, Darul Salam, Darul Khuld, and Jannatul Ma'wa.
Yes.
And the eighth one, Darul Maqam. Mm-hmm. Darul Maqam. So these are eight different names given to Jannah based on the verses of the Quran. So according to these verses, we can come to this understanding that at least there are eight different places, different kinds of Jannah, heaven, within the heaven itself. Let's say eight different places with different scriptures, with different features and characteristics. So, for example, according to some narrations, Jannatul Firdaus is the highest one.
I must say that the word paradise etymologically comes from the word Firdaus or Pardis,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah,
so, which is Persian, okay?
Yeah. So I just shared some verses of the Quran in which these terms are used and some of the characteristics of these places to come to this notion that at least there are, based on these verses, eight places, eight kinds of Jannah, mm-hmm. garden, right. within the paradise.
Okay.
But again, the reality is not, completely described for us.
Is it? The justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, differentiate between the people of Jannah when all of them were good doers? On what criteria are we dividing the people into different levels of paradise?
As I mentioned in the first point, the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that people of the hell cannot be the same, people mm-hmm. of the paradise cannot be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So in the hellfire, we can think of Yazid, and we can think of a lay person committing sins. Are they similar to each other?
Mm-hmm.
They are not. In paradise, we can think of the Prophet, we can think of Salman, we can think of Abu Dhar, and we can think of normal righteous people.
Ulama, for example.
Of course, the scholars. And yes. then, so you see, there are so many different ranks, and we cannot expect God to put them in the same level. The justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires that, for example, if you have done 1 million good deeds, you cannot be in the same level as a person who has done 1,000 good deeds. There must be a kind of difference. So, for example, as for Jannatul Firdaus, it's been mentioned in chapter Kahf, verse 107, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, they shall be كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. They shall have the gardens of Firdaus for abode. Or chapter Mu'minun, verse 11, الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Talking about the believers, Allah says that they will inherit the Firdaus. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So this is one type of Jannah mentioned in the Quran. Then we have Jannah Aliyah.
Mm-hmm.
Or we may call it an elevated garden.
Yes.
This is another term used in the Quran at least two times. For example, in chapter Haqqa, Allah talks about a group of good people. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ He shall have a pleasant life. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ In an elevated garden. And Allah talks about some of the features. For example, قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٍ Whose clusters of fruits will be within easy reach. Then we have another Jannah called Jannatun Na'im, the Garden of Bliss. It's been mentioned 12 times in the Quran that the reward of some people is Jannatun Na'im. For example, chapter Ma'idah, verse 65. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا Had the people of the book believed and been God-weary, لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيَّآتِهِمْ We would surely have absolved them of their misdeeds. وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ And admitted them into gardens of bliss. Or chapter Yunus, verse 9, talking about good doers, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Then Allah says, فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ
Yes.
And chapter Hajj, verse 56, chapter Shuhara, verse 85, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a conversation between Ibrahim and his uncle Adar. And Ibrahim said, وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةَ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ Make me among those people who will enter Jannat al-Na'im. Chapter Luqman, verse 8, chapter Safat, verse 43, and chapter Waqa, verse 12. These are some of the verses referring to Jannatu Na'im. Then we have Jannatu Adn, which means a place that you remain forever.
Is it the Garden of Eden or something?
Yeah.
From which Adam and Eve were fired?
No. For sure, Adam and Eve were not in the eternal heaven. They were, there are different viewpoints. But for sure, they were not in the paradise, in the heaven. Because whoever enters the paradise, they will be there forever.
All right.
But Adam and Eve were expelled from that. Mm-hmm. Satan had no way to enter the paradise, but Satan was there.
All right.
And there is no obligation in the heaven. But Adam and Eve were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not approach that tree. So these are some signs telling us that that garden was not the eternal heaven. For example, in chapter Tawbah, verse 72, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah has promised the faithful men and women. Then Allah says, وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةٍ فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ And good dwellings in the gardens of Eden. Of course, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرِ Yet Allah's pleasure is greater than all these.
All right.
This Jannatu Adn is also mentioned 11 times in the Quran, like Tawbah 72, Ra'd 23, Nahl 31, Kahf 18, Maryam 61, Taha 76, and some other verses. Then we have Jannatu Dar As-Salam, a part of heaven which is known as Dar As-Salam, a place of peace. It's been mentioned two times in the Quran, for example, chapter An'am, verse 127. لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ For them shall be the abode of peace near their Lord. And Allama Tabatabai mentions that Dar As-Salam is a place where there is no death, there is no illness, no poverty, any problem and difficulty. It's also mentioned in chapter Yunus, verse 25. Then Jannatul Khuld. In Surah Fussilat, verse 28, قُلْ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُولْدِ Say, is that better or the everlasting paradise promised to the God-weary? And جَنَّةُ دَارِ الْمُقَامِ It's been mentioned in chapter Fatir, verse 35, أَلَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارُ الْمُقَامَ God who has settled us in the everlasting abode by His grace. So, my point is that these are at least eight names given to eight places in paradise. And some of the characteristics are mentioned, but does it mean that these are the only eight levels? Mm-hmm. The answer might be different. The answer is that it seems that not necessarily because, as we mentioned, the level of the people is different and it's not limited to eight levels. There might be hundreds of levels. So even, people dwelling in, for example, Jannatu Ad might not be at the same level. So we might have even sub levels within one level.
All right.
But the point is that we can make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His justice, will give every person what he or she deserves.
And spiritual growth in the Jannah is impossible. I mean, growing and improving from one level into another level.
When you mean spiritual, I mean, if you mean about adding to your good deeds,
yes.
No.
No, it's not possible.
But growth in terms of spirituality is possible, mm-hmm. and it needs a kind of explanation.
It's
and
explanation.
Even growth in knowledge, according to many scholars, it is also possible.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us among the Ahl of Jannah. At any level it likes, you know. I like any level it likes, okay. Yeah. Not the hellfire, but Jannah. Sure. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن